John S. Doyle is here with a first look at what it says in your morning papers.
It was like something from the Wild West. That description by a local woman of gunshots and crashing cars in the Dublin suburb of Drimna early yesterday morning, when a young man was shot dead, reported in the Irish Independent, is picked up in many headlines this morning. The Irish Sun reports that 20-year-old Josh Itzeli was hit 10 times in the shootout after his car was rammed by a car carrying at least three gunmen. The Irish Times reports that Gardaí believe that several men were armed at the scene and that a large number of shots were discharged from heavy calibre guns. The Irish Daily Star has a picture of what the paper says is the moment that Gardaí uncovered an assault rifle believed to have been used in the violent ambush, hidden in a hedge. The Irish Daily Mail says that family and friends of the young man openly wept as they visited the scene where he was killed. The Irish Examiner reports that a teenager and two men in their early 20s have been arrested in connection with the killing. The Independent leads on its front page with more news of what the paper calls the infamous RTE barter account. A new report, one of three on the affairs of the broadcaster, has found a sum of €654,000 spent from the barter account, which was not in the annual accounts. It was, it was sloshing around, in the paper's words, and nobody knew about it. The Examiner and Times highlight on their front pages that Hamas has said it has broadly accepted a proposal to free dozens of Israeli hostages in exchange for Palestinian prisoners and a temporary ceasefire in its war with Israel in Gaza, but that Israeli leaders have approved a military operation in the southern Gaza town of Rafah and begun striking targets in the area. Three gatherings in the centre of Dublin yesterday for the bank holiday get much coverage in the Times. Jack White reports that several hundred people marched through the city yesterday in a rally organised by anti-immigration campaigners. Protesters, draped in Irish flags, chanted "out, out, out" as they walked down O'Connell Street. "This is our country," shouted one man with a scarf hiding his face. The march went past the GPO, where about 200 people staged a counter-protest. They held placards, some of which read, "Homes for People, Homes for All," "War Creates Refugees," and "Welcome All Refugees." Also in Dublin yesterday, an annual anti-abortion event called the March for Life took place. The Times reports that those who gathered at Molesworth Street heard that the pro-life campaign would be publishing what it called a comprehensive voter guide, which the campaign said would serve as an invaluable guide to pro-life voters when deciding how to cast their vote in the upcoming elections.